from KQED.
The Los Angeles band Dawes seemed to be heirs to the California sound with the retro 70s folk on its first two albums. But when it was time to record their newest set of songs, the band left the Golden State and headed to North Carolina. According to the California Report's pop music critic Steve Hockman, this temporary relocation may have provided some strong new perspectives to a band not afraid to show its roots.
Taylor Goldsmith, the singer and guitarist of Dawes, loves his wordplay. For example, in Just Beneath the Surface, the opening song of the band's new album, Stories Don't End, he sings between the thoughtless words and the wordless thoughts. Later, in From the Right Angle, he sings of a winner's losing streak. But in the song Just My Luck, he flips a phrase that could serve as the band's mission statement. I spend my whole life moving forwards, but understand it looking back.
Just my luck, you'd walk into this party. Just my luck, you'd show up with my friends. It's not the words that they reduce me to, or where your life is leading you. It's the same reason that it always has been. Just my luck.
In this case, the looking back is to the dreamy romantic pop of the late 50s and early 60s. That itself is a twist on the Dawes sound. In two previous albums, the band had largely positioned itself squarely in the world of L.A.'s 70s scene, a sense cinched by the band's close ties to such esteemed figures as Jackson Browne and Graham Nash, Brown having even taken Dawes on the road as his backing group last year. It's still hard not to hear those associations in various spots on this album. You don't have to dig too deep into Just Beneath the Surface to get to the Brown influence.
Just beneath the surface, there's a
Rather than constructing an inescapable box from its iconic influences, Dawes shrewdly uses them to build a solid foundation for its own evolving sound. The forward-back approach played out in enough variations so as never to become formulaic. Producer Jacquir King guides the balance deftly, as he has in previous work with Tom Waits, Kings of Leon, and Norah Jones. And the band, Goldsmith joined by his brother, drummer Griffin Goldsmith, bassist Wiley Gelber, and keyboard player Tay Strathairn, balances some very straightforward playing with an array of ear-catching nuances.
Grab your cigarettes and follow me out of the living room. And I'll get drunk enough to tell you how I feel.
That finger-picking at the start of Someone Will could have come straight from a Glen Campbell hit. No coincidence, certainly, as Dawes served as house band at a Hollywood Bowl tribute to the Rhinestone Cowboy. Nostalgic? Sure. But still a winning surprise, serving to draw us into what unfolds as an increasingly distinctive sound, not just in this song, but through the rest of the album. Ironically, perhaps, the most distinctive moment sees the band looking back to its own past. Hey Lover is the one song not written by Goldsmith, but rather by his childhood friend Blake Mills, who co-founded Dawes' predecessor group and has since become an accomplished artist and producer in his own right.
Someone plays a solo on a saxophone. Oh, you never seen somebody throw their head so slow. And I see her cringe her lips and drop her knee that way. Scratch a dog behind its ear and it might do the same. Hey lover, hey lover, hey lover, hey lover.
Another iconic influence, Bob Dylan, famously said, "Don't look back," and as an artist tends to live by those words. Well, right now Dawes is out on the road as Dylan's opening act. We'll have to see if the band takes that maxim to heart. But meanwhile, Stories Don't End closes with a reprise of Just Beneath the Surface. One more look back before the next move forward.
Steve Hockman is a Los Angeles-based writer who covers pop music for the California Report. He reviewed Stories Don't End by Dawes. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Paul Ancor and Howard Gelman. The online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Thanks to our interns, Guy Marzorati and Gina Shalaba. Our editorial team includes Victoria Malleon, Ingrid Becker, Andrea Kissick, Bruce Kuhn, and Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org.